Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the description.
My wedding day is right around the corner, and I'm looking for a special ring for my special lady.
Come on down to the Shaman Company, Willie. Our buyers scour the darkest corners of the realm for the best deals on enchanted rings of unimaginable power. And unlike other peddlers of accursed trinkets, at the Shaman Company, we buy straight from the sorcerers who forged them.
Oh.
Shackle her fate to yours with our new Cursed Companion wedding rings. Each beautifully engraved platinum band is imbued with evil magics that will turn your blushing bride into a human shield.
Oh, she'll love that.
Nothing says till death do us part like an unbreakable curse that inflicts whatever harm befalls you onto the one you love most. Her family members will think twice before moving against you, knowing that her innocent blood will be shed in equal measure to yours.
That'll come in handy when her idiot son tries to thwart my plans to enslave the Doodler. And when my in-laws are in town.
Now you have a friend in the villainy business, the Shaman Company. Just off Brondar's Way at Solmore Street, open Lathandar through Tempest till dusk, Kalemvor and soon till 5.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is a Dungeons and Dragons podcast about four teens from our world sent back. It is a whole mishmash of
problems. I thought you were going to do it straight up.
Yeah.
I was like, he's finally in the groove. He's going the distance. And then you did your thing with it.
Four teens from our world.
He's beginning to believe.
Anthony, let Freddie know when it's going to be the last episode so we can finally get a pitch.
Let me give you the real one. Four teens from our world. Sent back to our world to fix the mess that their grandparents made.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
I wouldn't listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
We'll workshop that.
What if I told you one of the teens was a Garfield fan? My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift. Yeah, name that too. The Ranger survivalist teen. Really, I gotta say, Anthony, really regretting the Ranger.
I tried to tell you early on.
I know, but like, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of shit that just does not.
Can we do a career day episode where we get to respec?
That'd be tight.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we go to a career day, and then it's like, fun. I'm really into being a druid or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Because warlock looks cool, and then you realize you just like come out all of your spell slots like immediately, and you just like, I can't go again.
Until you take a nap.
So you take a nap, and
get
then
a little
you're ready.
Snack and a nap, and then you're good.
Oh, God.
Taylor's teen fact this week. Taylor has been quietly doing little remixes of the MP3s on his computer. In his win, he's just Winamp still. Taylor still uses Winamp. And then he's just been going through, you know, those anime theme songs and the various RPG OSTs and just being like, EQ could use a little mix here. He's like, you know, just kind of getting into the amateur music sort of thing. Cause, you know, he's just playing
slow,
on his computer.
You're setting up a DJ arc, aren't you?
Yeah. All it is.
This is a regression to the mean if I've ever seen one.
Is Taylor a SoundCloud rapper?
Oh my God. Ooh, that's a good one, Beth. I think he may be, but it may be just like anime raps. And it's like how he's like, I got my harem.
I've got my harem. Up, I'm gonna tear up this club.
Yeah, that's a fact. Taylor's a SoundCloud rapper, and I think I have some work to do this week. And all the songs have Taylor's version at the end of that.
That's good.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who's the protective paladin of the group.
I want to point out that Matt's reading something right now.
No, I'm just zoning
out. I was like,
out.
Oh, did you
I'm
cook?
Just,
did
I'm
you
just zoning
like
out
full
at my,
fact?
At my
okay.
D&D Beyond page.
I thought you
page.
Had like a whole thing ready to go.
I think it's just because my hit points are 64 and just 64. I just can't look at that number without like fucking just like Ratatouille taking a bite. Like it's just like every video game I've ever loved. A little known fact about Lincoln. So you all know Lincoln as the very soft-spoken, polite-to-authority figure at school. Little do you know, at his old school, he was quite the bad boy.
Oh, my God.
Back at the Lee Wilson Family School for Cool Kids, he got detention all the time.
What?
And that's because the first time he got in trouble, Marco said, when a kid gets detention, what they really need is attention. So whenever he gets detention, he just has to go. He just has to go to lunch with his dads, and they just have to pay attention to him, and they talk to him, and be like, "What's going on with you, Link? Like, why were you acting out?" So now, Link,
you got a crush on anybody at school?
Yeah. So Link essentially just gets detention every day because he just wants to go out and get lunch with his dads. So yeah,
wow,
bad permanent record.
Can I ask you then? When he got to, you know, sort of normie school.
The first day he got detention, because remember he peed on, we had detention ready. That was the first episode.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be lunchtime with the principal, but it was not. It was with all you five, and now he's fucked. Now he's in this hellhole. Now we're here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, Perky Pepper Chipper Cheery School Spirit mascot kid, who's also a cleric. My fact about Normal this week is that the Oak Swallows Garcia household is a strictly shoes on in the house.
What?
House.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You have to wear shoes. You're going to get in trouble if you don't
That's
put shoes on.
Fucked.
They'll be like, are you going to take your shoes off in my house? That's a sign of disrespect.
Will, you are attacking me, my people, my culture. What the fuck?
I told Cherish this fact. She was like, stop Asian hate. What are you doing? So where it comes from goes all the way back to Oakvale, where in Oakvale, everyone walks around barefoot and they never clean up. So their feet get so dirty and stinky that they're like, you can't get those dirty feet inside this house. So they would put on sandals and slippers and stuff back in Oakville. And then this became a core ingrained thing for Henry, and it's just gone down the road ever since. You know, one of the really nuanced ways we tackle the theme of intergenerational trauma on this podcast.
Love it.
Wow.
And just like cultural diversity. Like this podcast got it all.
So fucked.
Hi, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who doesn't want to care anymore.
Nice.
Fun fact about Scary is that after Scary first sort of became a goth punk seeker of darkness, her mom was concerned, startled even, and wanted to take her to a therapist that specialized in depression, to which Scary said, I don't have depression. Are there any therapists who specialize in normal reactions to a fucked up world? And Veronica kind of dropped it after that. But fun fact, there are therapists in this universe that specialize in normal reactions to fucked up worlds.
I was hoping you were going to say that there are goth therapists that only treat goths.
That'd be pretty tight.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. And my dad fact is I have a goth therapist.
Hey, Dad. Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
I don't know how to do dad facts. It's hard when it's about you, when it's you exposed to the universe to just fucking bare your soul to a bunch of strangers. I started masturbating when I was 12.
And stopped.
And stopped. One and done.
I was like, never again. I don't like how that made me feel.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
last episode,
we beat the game.
You Woo! Made it to a quasi end boss scenario in which Willy was standing next to the chair that allows you to commune with the Doodler. He wanted Scary to be in the chair communing with the Doodler so that he can control the Doodler, use a cast zone of truth on him so he cannot lie to you currently. And you want him to be nowhere near the chair when that happened. As it stands, he is standing right next to the chair. He shoved Scary in. The Doodler's voice entered Scary and came out and said, I love you guys.
So did we hear that too?
Yeah, it came out of Scary's mouth using the Doodler's voice.
So that voice sounds like she just drank one of those purple Grimace milkshakes.
Nice.
Yeah, Scary nutted so hard she saw the shape of the Doodler and spoke to you. Is that the thing with the Grimace shakes?
No.
Does that make you nut?
No.
No, Anthony.
Oh, they kill you?
Anthony, boy, oh boy, did you miss this
Sounds like
trend.
Something someone who stopped jerking off when they were 12 would say.
Yep.
Everything makes me come now.
Yeah. Life is so hard.
Imagine if McDonald's releases a new product that made you nut. Like,
that's how they get vegans back. That's how they get millennials
just
back.
Like, listen.
Have you had your cum today?
Listen, the ice cream machine is going to be broken, but we have a new machine.
just fucking unsatisfied wives just driving their 70-year-old husband to the drive-thru.
We have the cum machine at home.
All I know is that's on a whiteboard at McDonald's somewhere after the Grimace milkshake. They're like, I don't know. Mayor McCheese chicken nuggets make you cum.
It's Mayor McCheese's re-election campaign, and he's promising to make every McDonald's citizen cum.
McDonald's would have lines like Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out, and they'd have to have people standing out like on the lines like, hey, what can I get you today? And then you'd have to be in your car being like, yeah, I'll take the nuggets that make you cum, please.
I haven't seen lines like this in Sichuan sauce.
It's so embarrassing. Now when I go to McDonald's, I don't want them to know that I'm just there to come, so I also buy some magazines.
I'll get some fries,
pick up some water, some soda. You know what? Those McNuggets that make you come. I'll just, just toss those on.
Yeah, I'll get a McFlurry. Oh, the machine's broken. That's fine. That's cool. I'll take two apple pies. And, oh, is the cum machine working? Crazy. Why not? You know what? Let's just throw that in there.
I would be like faking phone calls like, yeah, honey, I'll be home with the fries. And then what else did you want?
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's for my partner who I can't see.
Dude, imagine Fridays. It's just like the filet of fish and
today's my cheat day. Okay, so you had the Doodler speaking out of your mouth. He said, I love you guys because of the four anchors that you destroyed. One was destroyed with hate. Three were destroyed with love. I rolled the dice. It came up three. So that means love, unfortunately, for drama.
The end credits roll?
No.
Oh.
So
It could be a fake out. Dungeons and Dies is Matt Arnold's.
I just have a stupid question. Could you just reiterate, like, the Doodler is easier to control through love? Or, like, you know,
the Doodler was going to be easier for Willy to convince through hate. Willy was going to play on its hatred to get him on its side because he's now loving. It is going to be harder for Willy to convince the Doodler to join him. As you can see, as Willy is going to try to roll a persuasion check against the Doodler. Okay, so yeah, he got a three.
Oh, boy.
So he goes, oh, hey, what's up? So here's the thing.
What a simp.
The thing about love is I love you. No. I'm such a big fan of the Doodler. And I think we can work together.
Taylor's making jerk-off motions in the background. Just every hand, every angle, every conceivable direction.
Link thinks you're, like, shaking a soda can or a paint can. He doesn't know what that action means, so he's just, like, shaking a paint can. He's like, that's right.
I did once when I was 12.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah?
Nobody's going to listen to you anymore.
So you see panic set into his eyes for the first time ever. You see him beginning to realize that this plan is actually not going according to what he hoped would happen.
So really quick, he's looking towards Scary, right?
Yes.
So he turned away from
us. He has turned away from you. He's looking
Taylor would
back.
Like to just fucking move stealthily on
I think we're going to stay in initiative order.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember what the initiatives were before, so let's go ahead and reroll now that everything
Two
is different.
Two episodes combat.
3 + 1, 4.
11.
I got a 5.
Normal got a 12.
Okay. And just to clarify, the Doodler's like not here. Is the Doodler here with us now?
No.
The Doodler's
consciousness is inside.
Is the Doodler here with us now?
Yeah. So yeah, you can see.
It's like up above us.
You can see outside the windows of the Church of the Doodler that the sky is still undulating as the Doodler's body is over you still.
The Doodler is speaking through Scary, but it's not like it has possessed Scary.
No, not yet.
It hasn't transferred to like her
Correct.
Corpus.
So right. Scary just has a doodler on speaker, and the speaker is her mouth.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So first up, it is normal.
I got to run over to him, right? If I want to, okay. I am
he doesn't
to...
remember where you were last episode. You're right next to him.
No, I remember you were next. The only people next to him were Scary.
Well, because I took a whole turn to run.
Oh, yeah, and you.
Normal has seen a fair number of alien movies, and he knows that first contact is essential, that it goes well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the guy pointing the gun at the alien, and then he zorches you because he misunderstands something. So Normal is just going to...
Give him the old grimace shake.
All right, I've panicked too long. Normal doesn't know what to do, so he's going to hold his turn.
Lincoln.
Looking at Normal to see what Normal's going to do.
And I'm like,
Lincoln holds his turn.
Okay, it's Willie's turn.
No!
So Willie's going to try again, and he's going to go, you know, if you loved these people that you say you love, these teens, these kids, you would let Scary go. You would get out of Scary's body. Leave her be.
That's
so
okay.
Why don't
now
you
we got
do
info.
That?
No, it's good. Now we can respond to this.
Okay. So he gets a 16. The voice of the dude goes, oh, that's a good point. I like Scary. I love Scary. I don't want Scary to be scared. Scary, are you scared with me in here and you and with me?
I don't know if I should be honest.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean,
oh, no. Scary doesn't love me.
No, I'm not scared at all.
Is that true?
I think she's scared.
All right, then go ahead and roll deception.
Oh, fuck. That's a natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. So
Scary's good at lying about her feelings.
The doodler goes like, no, no, no. Doodler's safe in here. I'm safe with Scary. Scary and I are best friends. Scary?
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, thanks.
Fuck you, Willie.
Yeah, fuck you, Willie.
Fuck you, Willie. I don't like you.
It's so weird hearing this come out of one person. I just got to say, everyone.
Okay, so that was Willie's.
I'm going to take my turn then.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to use my last spell slot. I'm going to cast Beacon of Hope specifically just for, we already all have it, I believe, but just in case we don't, I'll cast it on everybody other than Willie. So that gives us advantage on any sort of wisdom.
Saving throws.
Yeah, wisdom checks. And I'm just going to go, oh, buddy, right here, man. We all love you too. And I'm going to walk up and give Scary a big hug. Be like, this is for you, big guy. Scary's always loved you. We love you too.
Do you feel fully honest in the way you were doing this? Do you feel like you love the doodler and all this?
I feel like I have love for Scary and I have love for all of us.
Okay.
I don't think I know this creature well enough to love it, but I definitely want it to feel loved.
Okay, so let's roll persuasion instead of deception then.
Okay. A 12?
All right, a 12.
He senses that chaotic, hey, love is messy sometimes, man.
Yeah. So with a 12, he can tell that you care about Scary, and that you're not sure about him, but the doodler does not outright reject your hug. It doesn't take control of Scary's body to do anything, so it accepts the hug, and he goes, oh, it's warm.
Normal nice. Is going to cast Spirit Guardians. They are going to take the form of like a Teeny the Teen kick line.
Okay.
And then I'm going to sing a song, like a Broadway song and dance to welcome the doodler to our world and to our group of awesome friends.
Okay. Roll performance.
Do I get advantage, Daddy?
I can't imagine why you would.
I mean, like I used a spell to help. Do I get a bonus for... shit.
Yeah, I'll give you a bonus. I'll give you a +5 bonus.
Well, I got an 8 then.
Okay. So what is it about this kickline musical number that sucks so bad that it's not even a 10?
I think Normal's too close to it. And so we start and it's like a perfect like, hello, hello, hello. Hello. And it's like a 10
way. The dude is like, ah, it makes Scary clap her hands unconsciously.
And then I say, well, and then they start kicking and they kick me in the ass and I fall over. And I go, ow!
He goes, oh no, Normal got hurt. I don't like it when Normal gets hurt.
And tears begin to stream down Scary's face uncontrollably.
Oh, he's fine.
All right, now it is Scary's turn.
I'm going to attack Willie with Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Damn.
That's +7 to hit, 3 + 7.
That's not going to do it. He's got a 13 AC. So he dodges out of the way of your Eldritch Blast. He goes, hey, I'm the one who gave you that, dick. That's the last time it's going to happen, so enjoy that.
Oh, are you going to de-level her?
What?
Taylor's turn.
Fuck.
Taylor's going to walk with his open arms towards Scary, being like, doodler, welcome to as he passes by Willie, he's going to try and uppercut him in the balls.
Okay, go ahead and roll an attack.
He's going to drop to his knees, you know what I'm saying?
Like Johnny Cage.
Like Johnny Cage, Goro. And then just straight up, like, really torque his whole body into uppercutting Willie's balls, dude.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack roll. Just got to beat a 13.
4 plus 5, 9. How the fuck can I not beat a fucking 13?
I was the same way. I was really hurt emotionally by my dice.
By the way, really quick, I accidentally cut this out from the previous episode, but people were like, Willie's AC is only 13. Anthony gave us that last episode because we were rolling and continued to roll so badly.
I mean, it was true that on his character sheet was 13. I was artificially going to inflate it to make him more of a boss character, but you kept rolling so badly. I was like, I might as well just be honest with you and say that it is a 13. Okay, so yeah, you try to punch him in the balls and his hand rushes out and just grabs you by the wrist and fucking twists your wrist really hard. So he's control of your wrist now, like the whole kung fu kind of thing.
Okay, but I need to understand the physicality of this because Taylor, of course, took like 3 Brazilian jiu-jitsu classes and it's going to be relevant to what's going to happen.
Yeah,
here.
It's not so bad that you can't easily get out of it on your turn.
Wrist. He's putting me in a wrist lock between his own legs.
He's trying to, yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Cool. But not so bad that you can't get out of it on your turn.
Does Willie still...
What makes you think I want to get out?
Willie got pantsed last episode, right?
Yes.
Is he still like in a like pants around his ankles, potential movement obstruction situation?
Correct.
Okay.
It is your turn normal.
My turn again. Normal is going to... and then I'm going to cast whole person on Willie again, because we still don't want him to talk to the doodler, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to shoot my shot. Wisdom saving throw of 15.
Hell yeah.
That's a 3.
Yes!
All right, so he is paralyzed.
Paralyzed creature cannot move or speak.
Okay.
Can we decide to make him speak so he can speak?
No, because then he might say something that is hurtful. Oh.
We can just ask him the hard questions to the doodler with Zone of Truth. Like, do you love the doodler?
Oh, but we're in the Zone of Truth.
Yeah.
So then we shouldn't be able to lie to the doodler.
Shit. 15
foot radius.
I forgot that you put the Zone of Truth on his balls.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, I've been on it so far.
That realization, let's just play it out in real time as if the doodler realizes it's being lied to. The Zone of Truth takes effect. So the doodler, he can feel within your own mind the fact that retroactively what you said to him was not entirely true. You do not love the doodler. You don't really know the doodler well enough. If anything, you're really just fucking petrified of it. And he goes...
No! I didn't mean to scare. No!
Yeah, I didn't either. I totally apologize.
No, you lied to me.
No, I.
You lied to me. You don't lie to people you love. You lied.
And you feel
God
anger.
Damn it! That was so quick.
Rising up in your chest.
I was so excited. I thought the Zone of Truth was going to be our.
Matt, you fool!
It's going to be good.
So you can feel that he is ambivalent about you. He's not quite sure what to feel. He's not fully hateful or loving right now. One of the first things that happened to him upon entering the human world is that he was lied to by somebody that he loved, and he doesn't feel great about that. It is your turn, Link.
I'm afraid of killing Willie in front of the doodler. I'm like, we don't want to be seen as like the violent ones in this like battle for his soul consciousness.
Just us murdering someone while they can't fight back.
Yeah.
Anthony's rolling dice.
You haven't done anything yet.
Feeling the weight of it. Feeling the weight of it for when Willie gets to do his saving throw at the end of his turn.
You haven't even taken the safety off that dice.
You've forgotten the feel of polyhedral dice in your dice bag.
Oh, and
you've been rolling on D&D Beyond too long. You've forgotten the weight of dice.
Our dads are all here too, right?
They are.
Oh, shit, they are.
Yeah, Lark and...
Shit, what's Lark doing?
And Grant.
Uh-oh, because Lark's like Mr. Take Out the Doodler. What's Lark up to?
Lark is holding his turn until he sees one way or the other what direction this Doodler thing is going to go. But his hand is on his waistband.
And what's Grant doing?
Why is he touching? Just fucking.
There's a gun there.
Okay.
There's a McNugget. There's a McNugget.
Grant is waiting for you to do.
They're
something.
All just watching us.
Yes.
All right. Seeing that the doodler is freaking out, Link's still just like hugging Scary. I'm just gonna say, hey, buddy. Like you just. I mean, we don't know you yet. I mean, I'm happy that your first thought was love. We came here to help you out. Like that is why we're here. Like Normal there. He's one of Scary's friends. He said we have to help him, and that's what we're doing. And Willie, that guy's like literally trying to control you or wanted us to like meet you with hate. We're just 4 scared kids trying to fix this, man. Like that's all.
Roll persuasion.
Do I get advantage for persuasion since he knows I'm telling the truth? Because it's Zone of Truth. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that idea.
12 again.
Ooh, an 11.
Okay. So yeah, he's still basically ambivalent about you. He knows that Willie is not somebody he should necessarily trust, but as far as he's concerned, he just sees a bunch of creatures he doesn't recognize all trying to control him when he just showed up, and he's a little bit scared of all of you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so it's Willie's turn, so he's going to take his turn being paralyzed, and at the end, he's going to roll a saving throw. Got a 15, so he saves.
God damn it.
So
that's his whole turn, though, right?
It's the end of his turn, but he can take a free action, which is to go, help! And he shouts out of the front door.
Shit! Oh!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Chime Ding Dong.
What is there? Ding. Hello? Help.
It's me, Beth, here to motivate you about budgeting
Beth,
your savings.
Where are you right now?
I don't
what do you
know.
Need?
Oh, it's so dark.
What did you hear on the way?
I heard a chime.
A chime?
Did that chime checking account tell you that you what you heard? You get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 to spot me. You're getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yes, but I'm still so scared.
Did you drive past good customer service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you drive past Chime allowing you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. Did you drive past a financial institution without a sense of community? That's right.
Yeah.
And
there
where
are some
has
banks
that,
out there.
If that's the case, then that means Beth is definitely not heading towards Chime, which is a financial institution with a sense of community. 60,000 fee-free ATMs, no monthly fees or maintenance fees. To date, Chime has spotted members. This is their fee-free overdraft up to $200. They've spotted members over $20 billion.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you have to. The point is that when you have a direct deposit, you know. They know it's coming, so sometimes, you know, the timing for your bills and stuff gets weird,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit, and when you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit, just like in Mario Kart. Set up a direct deposit into your Chime account. After qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in Spot Me. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using Spot Me. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/daddies. That's chime.com/daddies. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes in the air. When I got some flowers in the air as well, and it's nice to be able to smell the flowers and not cat poop. And I can do that thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, 1 6-pound bag, works up to a month, and it's got the color changing technology. Not just for cereals and novelty mugs when you're on vacation. Now your kitty litter will change color due to environmental circumstances. In this case, the pH level of your cat's piss, which can tell you things about potential illness in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out because I can open my door and there's a big old bag of kitty litter right there. I don't have to lug it from my very far garage over to my place. I'll have to bring out my old grocery cart to move the Pretty Litter.
And you love that grocery cart. So this is extra convenient.
Extra convenient. Just a great low tracking and an interesting kitty litter, because most kitty litters, you don't get information by looking at it.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Pretty Litter offers. Pretty Litter offers a visual experience to all who experience it. Pretty Litter is amazing. Although, to be fair, if you do see the crystals change color, like, you know, get sorry, taking that cat to a vet.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, the Pretty Litter does not come with the vet that will fix your cat.
No, that's your job. That's your job as the cat owner. Pretty Litter, though, amazing. You got to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mayor McSnarkles, with a cadre of at least 10 doodlerized people, bust open the front door. All the normies are going to sprint 30 feet towards you. This is where they actually ended up in the initiative order.
And I know for certain they are at least, if not double it, 60 feet away, because we had a whole argument last time.
No, yeah.
So they got a lot of turns to get to us.
I was not
going to
cheese you on that.
Don't worry. We got about 4 turns.
Yeah, 2 sprint turns. Mayor McSnarkles is going to raise her hand.
I can't believe her name is Mayor McSnarkles.
It's better than the mayor, in my opinion.
It's like finding out Slenderman is named like Bill.
Yeah.
Bill Slenderman.
A fleshy aperture is going to open up in the center of her palm, and she's going to shoot out black and purple blood at you, ranged. She's going to attack normal with this ranged attack. And it is going to do 2d10 damage to normal.
How close are you to us, normal?
As the goop gets onto you and immediately hardens, and you feel it like bonding with your skin and beginning to siphon nutrients out of your skin. You can feel yourself getting tired. Like, it's like a horrible, hard leech.
How much damage are we talking here?
2d10. 9.
So everybody get close to me. I got protection.
Okay. So now all the minions, the 10 minions, are now 30 feet away from you, which means next turn they will be able to sprint and get close to you.
So they're closest, they're 30 feet away from normal, like the farthest person from the chair?
No, they're like close to you now.
Okay, so they're at where I am.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I'll get to the chair.
Okay, so now it is Scary's turn.
How many baddies just came through the door?
11.
Plus the mayor?
That is including the mayor. 10 okay. And the mayor.
Out of character, if we got out of this church, where would we go?
Oh,
to see the doodler?
We kind of don't have anywhere to go. That's a good point, because we're trying to free the doodler. So we need to convince the doodler to leave our realm. That's kind of the goal right now, is to be like, you know, we're trying to say goodbye and set him free.
But if the doodler's just in Scary, can't we just like go wherever and talk to him?
If she gets up from the chair, will the connection be severed?
But we could take the chair with us.
We could take the chair with us.
Maybe. We don't know if it's like a whole like contraption, but we could take the chair.
Do we still have the tape measure?
You do.
What if we still have the tape measure
and the sun?
What if we shrink Scary on the chair down, and then we put her in our little pocket, we run away?
I think she's gonna teleport us all. But you can shrink her too.
Damn,
for
that fun. Was a good idea.
Yeah. I'm just gonna keep it simple, and I hope I can do this. I'm going to cast Mass Suggestion on the 11 people who have just come in.
You can just do it on 11 people?
I can do it on 12, actually.
Jesus Christ.
That's what happens at church when you go and they tell you that it's the blood of Christ and you're a mass and suggesting that you know.
Uh-huh. Mass suggestions when you go to the airport and you put your bag on the thing and they say you should probably lose like five pounds of it.
Hey, I think there's a building like a few clicks back that might have some explosives and be dangerous to you, the community.
Zone of Truth.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can you go check it out?
Oh.
Okay. They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
That's reasonable.
Wisdom saving throw 11 times. Fail. Succeed.
One.
Fail. Succeed.
Two.
Succeed.
Three.
Fail. Succeed.
Four.
Succeed.
Five.
Nine. Fail. 10.
This is the mayor's role.
This one's the mayor.
This one's for the mayor.
That is a fail.
Nice.
So the mayor goes, oh no. Six of you, come with me. We have to go to this other building. Fucking D&D mechanics. Okay, let's go. Here we go. And they are going to leave the building. They are going to, on their turn, try to leave the building.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
See ya.
Now it is
the cat bus's six
turn.
People.
The cat bus is going to...
The cat bus can't touch the doodler, right? Because it like floats away from you as you get closer to it?
Yeah, it can't leap up and touch the body.
I was like, nothing more loving than the cat bus is like rubbing up against the doodler.
Yeah, it's just scary.
Yeah, we can have the cat come up and snuggle.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Like, it can be like a little security blanket
for
the doodler.
Snuggle Scary.
Roll animal handling for the cat bus to see if you as a group can do that.
I got a 12, 12, 11, 11. This is an 11 plus 2, 13.
Okay, so the cat walks up to Scary, sort of shoving past some of the confused, doodlerized people that are beginning to walk in the opposite direction. And it sort of like just stands there and looks at Scary. It's not close enough to be loving. It's looking at you suspiciously. It is a cat. It's not easy to.
Unnerving possible sight.
Yeah, it's just a very, very large cat just looking at the doodler and Scary at the same time.
It occasionally just looks at some and then whips its head right back to Scary looking at Scary.
Yeah.
Then looks away and looks at someone and whips his head right back.
Yes, it is not
locking
unnerving.
Eyes.
Taylor's turn.
Taylor is still being held, right, by...
His arm is held, yeah, but it's not official.
In order for that to work, Willie needs to be reaching between his legs, right?
Yeah.
So I think Taylor's going to be like, why are you stop nothing yourself? And then just stand up hard.
Okay.
So that he brings Willie's own arm into contact with his balls.
Okay. We'll say that's a normal melee attack.
I don't know if it's normal, but it's a melee attack.
10 plus 5, 15.
Okay, so 15 will hit him, so he nuts himself. By you standing up, his own like thumb part of his hand, I guess. Yeah. Hits himself in the taint. So he's gonna take 2d8
damage.
8,000 damage.
So he takes 3 damage. It grazed one of his testes. It doesn't feel great.
First ball's a warning.
Does he let go of me in shock?
He does. He does let go of you.
And I try to do a backhand spring.
Okay, go ahead and roll acrobatics.
12 plus 1, 13.
Okay. So you do it and land exactly where you were.
I'm like, wow, wait a minute.
Okay, now it's Nick and Hermes' turn. What do you want them to do?
We still have a few
There's the rest
followers.
Of the mayor's squad, right?
I think
5 doodlerized people.
I think Nick and Hermes, mostly Nick, honestly, I don't want to be violent in front of our new guest, our new Eldritch guest.
We can just ask like the doodler, like, yo, would you be upset if we like hurt these bad guys?
Do you have the mental capacity for some violence right now? So I'm just wondering if Nick has anything on his character sheet that would let him like blow his wings really hard and everyone falls out and the gust of wind, or he asks them real hard and they go, ah, we're out of here. You know what I mean?
So in terms of things that Nikki can do that are nonviolent, he can't. He has a long sword.
He's built to kill.
He has a long sword, a whip, a multi-attack, a teleport. Remember, he's based on the Balor demon.
Are these five remaining lackeys like dressed in any way that like you could just really roast the hell out of them and they'd want to leave?
I mean, they're all dressed like normal people who got like fucked up at work or on their way to, you know, home or just normal people. So it's, you know, people in suits, it's people wearing t-shirts who got fucked up at the grocery store.
401k core.
A couple of screenwriters and fucking blazers and a graphic tee.
One guy with a leather.
Converse sneakers. Didn't know that they're smart, but they're not so stuffed up like some executive, you know what I mean?
One's a 12-year-old boy.
Hermie has to tell the truth, right?
Hermie can tell the truth, yeah.
Yeah. Have Hermie tell the other five that those people are walking towards their death and they should go and help the mayor and them.
And then he can use his performance to make that really convincing.
Yeah, and they're going to run after them.
Just flex on them.
And they'll be exactly 60 feet behind the other so they won't meet each other until they get all the way to the other building.
And then Nick can do one of those moves where it's like he's got his back turned and you're like, who's this guy? And then he looks over his shoulder real quick behind
it.
Oh,
I like that.
And it's like, oh, this guy doesn't even need to look all the way at me for me to be scared of him.
Anthony, I'm noticing you're not writing any of this down.
I'm not.
Okay, weird.
Okay, so Hermie is going to roll persuasion to say, oh, those guys behind you are going to their death. You got to stop them. You got to save your fellow friends. You got a natural 20.
Oh, yeah, baby, the greatest actor who's ever lived.
So with the gravitas of Daniel Day-Lewis, the timing of J.K. Simmons, and the sex appeal of J.K. Simmons, he tells all the remaining doodlerized people, like, you gotta go. They're gonna die without you. And so they all immediately turn tail and start heading out of the building.
And then Nick does his turn around to be cool and no one's
there.
Yeah,
Nick goes like, you got away easy. You got off easy. Okay, so Willy, because he's a legendary creature, is gonna take a legendary turn. He is going to once again shout, more of you, help! And he's going to call in, I'm going to roll a D12, and that many people will come in.
Hermie's got to get outside his own truth and
six.
Act as the mayor.
So, six more are going to push past these guys, sort of zombified, sort of not knowing what's going on. So with Willie's turn, having spent his free action to call in more people, he's going to spend his primary action. And he says, I didn't want to have to do it this way, but here we go.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to use Dominate Monster.
Whoa.
You attempt to beguile a creature that you can see within range, must succeed on a wisdom saving throw, or be charmed by you for the duration. While the creature is charmed, you have a telepathic link with it. As long as the two of you are on the same plane of existence, you can use this link to issue commands to the creature while you are conscious, which it does its best to obey. So the doodler rolled a wisdom saving throw. It had to be a 19, and it got an 18.
He has an advantage.
What are you talking about? He has an advantage.
I gave him a beacon of hope.
Oh, okay. So I rolled with advantage. It got a 6 the second time. So Willy goes, obey my commands only. And the doodler goes, yeah, okay. Okay.
Doodler, no!
Now it is Normal's turn.
Okay, if I do an impassioned plea about the power friendship, will he get a chance to resist the fucking mind control? How does the mind control thing work?
Dominate each time the target takes damage, it makes a new saving throw, wisdom saving throw against the spell.
Every time it takes damage?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I think we just got Kill Willy.
And we can't damage you without damaging fucking...
Scary.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm no longer concerned about showing violence in front of this thing since now it is controlled by Willy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The situation's
all right,
changed.
Fair enough. Seeing Willy use his abuser bullshit to fucking dominate this poor misunderstood being known as the Doodler, fucking something snaps in Norm and he fucking roars out and casts another guiding bolt fucking straight at Willy's heart. So that is 66 radiant damage. I rolled a 24.
His AC's 13, so that
and
definitely
I did
hits.
16 radiant damage.
16 radiant damage, perfect. So the guiding bolt smashes into his chest and shoots blood out of the back of him, and you see that he is still standing, but it's like you basically punched the blood out of his fucking body with this magical spell. He convulses and he doubles over in pain. And the dude goes, oh,
what was that? What was that? That was awful.
He's trying to use you.
That was awful. What was that?
Now it is Link's turn.
How much damage did you do on Willy?
16. This is not an imaginary HP. I am keeping track of his HP.
So we could kill him?
You could kill him.
Ooh, this is tricky.
I've got an idea, but it's kind of stupid.
That's
what's
great.
The idea?
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, pal.
Similar to normal, Link seeing this father figure just yelling and controlling this poor creature snaps and is like, stop telling us what to do. and I'm going to cast Dispel Magic, which is choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range. Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends.
Oh, yes,
it's an eighth level spell.
For each spell of fourth level or higher, make an ability check using your spellcasting ability. So that would be a check that Matt rolls.
Okay.
And the DC is 10 plus the spell's level. So the DC is 18. So you got to beat an 18 with your roll.
All right. I got to get an 18, 19, or 20.
Let's go.
18.
Oh! All right, cool.
Anthony's actually upset.
Yeah, I am. Cool. So this thing I did that was dramatically interesting, you just undo. And so, yeah, the control he has over the doodler is dispelled now.
I mean, he can, I'm sure, do it again.
Okay, so it's Willie's turn. So he is going to spend a free action breaking the patron's bond he has with Scary. So Scary, you get D-leveled 4 levels.
Ooh!
Whoa! Then he is going to say, look, they're trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to tell you what to do. The thing that we both want you to do that we can all agree on is you need to leave the planes that you're on. You need to take physical form in front of us. You need to take everything that you are. You're scaring everybody. You're damaging all the worlds. You're driving everyone insane. You just need to be right in front of us right here, right now. Can you make yourself corporeal in a way that is less terrifying and horrible and awful? And he's going to roll persuasion. He gets a natural 20. So the dude goes, I'm scaring people. I'm hurting people. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I'm so stupid. And Scary starts hitting her own head. And he goes, I'll change it. I'll be different. I'll fix it. And in that moment, the sky begins to suck inward. The undulating dark body of the doodler collapsing inward on itself into the church itself. You see all of the sky beginning to coalesce over the church atop you. Its fleshy tendrils beginning to suck, and they pierce through the roof of the church, and they pierce through Scary's skull. And you see the entire sky pouring itself into the vessel that is Scary.
What?
And you can see on the phone that Willie had dropped that was showing Earth, you see the great eye that was looking over Earth is now staring directly at you. You can see the black sun focusing on you, and then it begins too to get sucked through the dimensions. You see the red of the sky that you grew up under, this is the only sky you've ever known, begin to be replaced with a blue that is
ew, gross and weird.
Practically alien to you.
Gross and weird. Don't like it.
All of the sky pours itself into Scary, and Scary has no choice but to scream in pain as everything enters Scary, and then she vomits, and she vomits, and she vomits, and she vomits, and chunky violet bile spills onto the cold, rocky ground, and slowly the chunks begin to move together to absorb one another. A dozen, 100, 1,000 chunks of purple flesh coalescing into a single hole that gets taller and taller and taller until it's the size and shape of Scary, and then Link, and then Normal, and then Taylor, a shifting amorphous teen-shaped figure that hurts your eyes if you look at it too much as it refuses to resolve into a single shape. It is the size of an average teenager, but when you look at it, your eyes begin to hurt because you can't tell exactly what you're looking at. And the doodler takes a humanoid form in front of you, and the sky clears, and it is a dark night above you. You can see for the first time the moon shining down, moonlight on you, and now before all of you is the doodler, humanoid, vulnerable, and very, very scared.
Man, if I threw up something like that, I would call all my friends. I would be like, look at what I just threw up.
What does it look like?
It's if you look at it, it's just constantly. It's just like you look at it, it looks
of,
like
of teenager.
Like a holographic Pokemon.
It's a holographic Pokemon, or it's like the suits they wear in a Scanner Darkly.
Normal sniffs the air.
It's
and
like
says,
Magnus.
It smells like some kind of teen spirit.
Yes, exactly that.
Or the Emperor. It looks like what you think it should be. As a teenager.
When you look at it, you see your own anxieties reflected back at you. When Normal looks at it, he sees Teeny the Teen being mocked by school children. When Scary looks at it, she sees Terry. When you look at it, Link, you see...
No more detention.
You see nothing because you're...
No detention.
When Taylor looks at it, he sees himself because he's perfect and nothing needs to change.
Yeah, baby! Wow, cool, new friend!
Okay, so it's the mayor's turn next. Mayor's going to keep leaving along with her 11 soldiers, and then 6 more are going to walk in. They're going to spend their turn sprinting to the middle of the room. So Lark, his hand's going to move to the gun and his waistband, and he's going to pull it out, and he's going to aim at the doodler. But right now, Normal's standing between the doodler and him. He can't get a clean shot, and he says, Normal, get out of the way.
I get to do stuff on my turn, I assume? Okay.
He's holding his turn until Normal does something. Now it is...
Oh, shit!
Now it is Scary's turn.
Hey, Anthony, I just want to say, I'm having a good time. This is fucking wild.
It's some wild shit.
I want to protect this baby.
Real juggle of a combat. I gotta
protect
say.
This baby doodler.
Scary tries to lock eyes with the doodler, and I guess I'll roll for that because the doodler's all weird looking.
Why not?
12.
Okay, so you can't quite look him in the eyes. You look in his general direction, but at his feet.
You can tell you're looking at his forehead.
he's kind of and like, okay. Scary's like, hey, man, what's your name?
And it goes, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you want to do something cool? And Scary casts Spider Climb on the Doodler.
Make him a Spider Boy!
Spider Boy!
Link's jealous, like, what?
So the Doodler goes, what? Why did my feet feel weird?
Oh, it's part of a cool spell. I just wanted you to feel like you could fly, man. I know you've been, like, kind of above all of us for a while now, but this is, like, a cool middle ground between what you were doing and what you're doing as a teen on Earth.
Okay. That's fun.
So go ahead and roll persuasion.
It's a 1 + 5.
Okay.
You've made our enemy more powerful.
He immediately tries to take a step up onto the wall and he goes,
this makes me nauseous. I don't like this. The world is good sideways. Oh, no.
And he steps back down onto the ground.
Oh, poor buddy.
Well, it's not for everybody.
So the cat bus's turn.
Okay. I had such a good idea with the cat bus, and now it doesn't make any sense.
Well, what is it?
What was the idea?
I was going to have him break the curse by sitting on me and then scratching me.
We could still have the cat bus, like, maybe pet him or something.
Oh, do we want the cat bus to, like, nuzzle the doodler?
Yeah, we just want the doodler to
show. Like, that could go either way.
It is a cat.
Yeah. True.
If you've ever tried to pet a cat, it is not 100% guaranteed.
But at the same time, where lie danger?
It's a high risk, high reward.
Yeah, let's do it.
Want the kitty cat to go up and nuzzle this doodler teenage thing.
The cat also knows what it's like to be a feral chaos monster that no one understands.
Yeah.
So they have an affinity for each other.
Okay. So somebody roll animal handling to try to direct the cat to doing this.
+2. What does everybody have?
I have +3, but I have something I want to do on my turn.
-1.
Oh, it's just
this is a free action. You don't have to.
All right, then I'll do it. Oh, that's a 21.
Wow, a 21. Okay, so with a 21, the cat walks up towards the doodler, and the doodler's like, and freezes in fear. And the cat kind of walks past
him. Just like a toddler meeting a cat for the first time.
Yeah, cat kind of walks past him and then walks around him, takes a brief second to sort of sniff around the butt, just for a second, and then walks all the way back around in front of him and then bumps the doodler with its head. And the doodler goes,
that's nice. That's nice.
And it reaches out and it starts petting the cat, and the cat busts. You can hear all the engines inside of it start to purr.
You know, I learned that when a cat's doing that, it is stating dominance over you.
That's wild.
It's like alpha. It's like, yo, you're mine. Like, head bump. I look down
the
upon
head bump,
you.
Not the
yeah, like, yeah. I look down upon you.
Yeah, that I can see that.
Yeah. Cats are psychos.
So that was the cat bus's turn. He's got the doodler very happy. Now, Willie is going to take his legendary action of
God
the turn.
Damn, fucking Willie.
He's going to take out a collar that says, follow only Willie's instructions.
Oh, no.
He's going to walk up behind the doodler. And he is going to try to put it around the doodler's neck.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
You've never gone? Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer, or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson, when I was like bike riding age, and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
My God.
Whoa.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids age 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got it.
That's
you gotta,
the problem is that screens made them.
Oh my
it's
God.
A really
screens
easy
make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You were an owl then by like age four.
Kiwico,
you're like,
I've
already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
Kiwico's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. Oh, it's be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with Kiwico. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at kiwico.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, kiwico.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms
packets?
I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Them. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Can we reaction?
Can Lark do anything? Lark was holding
his
turn.
Lark's got a gun.
Okay, do you want him to do something?
No, but he can't because he can't damage Willy.
Shit.
He can't stop Willy. How about, is this an attack roll that he's going
to
do?
If it helps you do whatever you're trying to do, yes.
I just want to do protection because I'm definitely right. I'm next to the doodler, obviously, within 5 feet. So
if you're next to the doodler within 5 feet, that means you also get an opportunity attack.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a reaction, which is free, right?
Yeah.
A reaction is protection, which is while wielding a shield, which we decide are my shin guards. A creature who attacks a target other than you within 5 feet, you can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on their attack roll.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to do that.
So he's going to walk past you. So first, let's go ahead and do an opportunity attack.
I want the attack to look like a hug to the doodler because I still want to be...
So you're going
to
roll deception and then you're going to roll your attack.
Yeah, because I'm going to do a grapple.
Okay.
So it's like a big hug.
So go ahead and roll your attack.
And go, oh, you kind man, you...
You can't lie. You're in the zone of truth.
Oh, you. 16?
16 will beat him.
Okay.
So his arms are pinned to his sides.
Nice.
And he cannot move because you are, despite being a kid, very big and very strong.
Yes.
So you've got his arms down to his sides and he feels like he wasted his fucking turn. And he's like, fuck. God damn it, I'm so close. And his hand tightens around the collar.
Shit, what if he puts the collar on Link?
Shh, don't say that. Don't want Anthony to think of that. All right. I thought that too at that exact moment.
Taylor, it's your turn.
Taylor is going to cast Silence on Willy.
Okay.
He's going to be like, where'd my Hatsune Miku magnetic toy thing go? Ah, there it is. And I'm going to throw it at Willy's, he doesn't have a belt buckle anymore.
He's got his pants wrapped around his ankle still, right?
Yeah.
Must have pulled his pants up at some point.
I think he stepped out of them.
Oh, okay.
I think so like his son is pantsless.
Except his boxers say bad guy on
them. Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
I would get boxers to say bad guy. Bad guy.
No.
It says business up front and party in the back is what his boxers say.
Like, I don't think Willie has the confidence to be pegged.
Like a mullet.
Here's a question.
But
here's
for your butt. Okay.
Matt,
what's your question?
I was so blown away by Matt's.
That's what they say about mullets, right?
Business front, party the back.
Yeah,
it just means something drastically different when it's on your boxers.
That's the joke.
Pegging really is like a mullet if you think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I'm more curious as to what the business up front part means.
You know, like
it means
peeing.
He's a sex worker,
like peeing.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Like that's business.
Peeing is business. That's a good one, actually.
Peeing is business, but poop is for pleasure.
The days may be made for peeing, but the nights are made for pooping.
God. Hey, you guys, do you think I should cast silence? I could also cast silence on the doodler.
Silence won't matter because he's just trying to put the collar on. He doesn't need to say anything. He just needs to do the collar. So there's some way you can get the collar away from him.
I got this. Where is Willie in relation to where the doodler is?
Well, he's right behind him.
Yeah.
He's close enough that he could almost touch him if it weren't for the fact that Link is constraining his arms.
Well, I'm going to help Link then.
Nice.
Okay, here's what it is. Link is holding his arms back, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just sprint full speed, because remember, I did a really cool back tuck, so I got a real head of steam from my acrobatics. I'm going to sprint full speed and then just bear hug him, his face. Like, just a jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
full
Black
mass,
Widow.
Full mass, just jump, and I go, hah! And I try to wrap my arms and my legs around just the entire upper body just to try and bowl him backwards.
Willie or the doodler?
Willie.
Okay,
so roll an attack.
And I'm hoping that my boy...
She's double grappling him.
3 + 5, 8.
Okay, so that's not going to be enough. You're going to jump onto his head, and he's going to go and shake you off like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. And you're going to get shaken off of his head.
Can I try and do a cool backhand spring as I land?
Yeah, go for it.
How about he lands on my face, and now he's back on my shoulders?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay, yeah. No, I like that. So I'm going to try and redirect in the air to be like,
Air recovery.
I'm going to do what is it in Super Smash Brothers when you do a dodge in the air?
Down dodge.
Air cancel or air dodge.
I'm going to try and air dodge and then land back on Link's shoulders.
Great.
So that's an acrobatics roll.
Enemy's like... No, it's
5 + 1, 6.
Okay, so you completely fall off and land straight on your fucking... You land on your face and your ass is in the air.
Yeah, the moment he lands on me, I go, back to O.
Yeah, and then you face plant, your butt's in the air.
A brush of like...
It's Nick and Hermie's turn. What do you want Nick and Hermie to do?
They should still be doing crowd control on all these...
Yeah, you can have them take care of the doodler
guys. Yeah, I think take care of the doodles. Is that what they're called? Is that what we're calling them? The doodles.
Yeah, the doodles.
So Nick goes, body count, 0 or higher than 0. Can I kill him?
Oh, it's just like in fucking Terminator, dude.
Yeah.
Just like we told Miss Hale, just, you know, do what you need to do and just don't tell us about
it. Hey, don't tell me. No. Hold on. Taylor's hand comes up. Dad, over here. Over here. Dad.
What's up, son?
We don't know if they're mind controlled or not. So 0 body count, but you can do anything else. You can fuck them up any other way as long as they're alive. Like, do you remember Terminator 2, Dad?
Of course I remember Terminator 2.
The part where he unloads a minigun into a crowd of cops. And he doesn't kill anyone? He doesn't kill anyone, but you're going to tell me no one got injured?
Yeah, most really? Disappointing part of that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That. Just do that.
Here we go. And he fucking lowers his head, and he takes out his sword, and he's going to multi-attack.
Ooh.
He missed the first guy, and he hit the last two. He goes, he moves, ching, 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 and then two people, suddenly their leg pops off, and blood shoots from it. Actually, blood doesn't even shoot from it because it gets cauterized by the flame wound. And then one guy, he gets a little nick on his leg, and he goes, ow. Because he just missed that guy. And then they fall over and they are alive.
Spraying arterial blood everywhere.
No,
because
the
wound got cauterized.
Cauterized. So they're not going to bleed to death.
That's how it works in real life, is if the sword is hot enough, you basically just clean it.
It's a magic
sword. It's in the documentary Star Wars taught you that.
Yeah.
Okay, now it is Normal's turn.
Okay,
and
Normal.
Your dad is holding your turn until after you do something. Okay, Lark's aiming at the doodler. You were standing between him and the doodler.
All right. Normal is going to look at Lark and I say, Uncle Lark, I read in that journal about what happened with you and your dad, with Grandpa Henry. And I know that you hate him so much, and I can't imagine what it's like to carry that amount of hate towards someone and how hard and painful that must be for you. And so I'm asking you, don't make me hate you as much as you hate him.
Ooh, that's good.
Love it.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
24.
Oh, wow.
I got a 5 first, so it was very nice of you. Yeah.
Your face didn't look like a 24 there for a second.
So the gun quivers in his hand. He goes, you have to promise me you know how to deal with this thing, because I don't know what to do. If not that, that's all I know how to do.
I put my hand on his hand. I say, I promise.
And
oh boy,
he slowly lowers the gun.
And oh, and then I guess I feel like that's a whole turn. I don't think I get to cast a spell after that.
Yeah, I feel like that was a turn. And he goes, what about Willie? Can I kill Willie?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he goes, all right. And he raises his gun.
Wait,
no,
but he can't.
So he's going to raise his gun and pull the trigger. And he goes, ah, and he can't.
He can't get his finger.
And he goes, fuck. And his hand seizes up. And he goes, ah, shit.
Which causes the bullet to go off because it spasms his trigger finger, too, I bet.
No, it's not a hair trigger. It's a very safe trigger.
One of
those safe triggers for the safety's on. He found himself unconsciously turning the safety on when he pulls the trigger.
There we go.
So he goes, God, fuck it, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Willie. Fuck you. And Willie's like, all right, now it is Link's turn.
What's Sparrow doing?
Oh, Sparrow's also there.
And what is Grant doing?
So Sparrow's there going, what should I do, Normal? What do you're in charge here. He's got his gun with him.
Well, excuse us.
That's right, I am in charge, Dad.
That was the deal I made. We fucked the world up. We gotta
help Link.
Okay. So Sparrow's gonna run up and try to tackle Willy around the legs. Like, you know what this is like? It's like the end of Space Jam when all the Monstars are trying to stop Michael Jordan from making the dunk.
Yeah.
Except that Michael Jordan's the bad guy here. Like,
is
real life.
It's a lot like that Marvel movie with the big purple guy and they all try to stop him.
Yeah, kind of.
But we also don't want to do the axe. So
I feel like it's more like Space Jam, personally. But you can have your Marvel thing, sure.
When they're all trying to stop, what's his name? Thanos.
Grimace.
So from nutting. When they're all trying to stop Grimace from nutting in that Marvel movie.
So...
Don't do it, Grimace. He's like, don't you can't get kicked out of here again.
All Thanos has ever wanted to do was nut so hard that half the universe disappeared.
He's like, you fool, I can do
with a single snap of his fingers, he can nut.
With my mind only, you know what I'm
saying? Alright, so Sparrow is gonna run at him, he's going to roll not very well, and Willy's gonna elbow him in the fucking head really hard and send Sparrow collapsing to the ground.
Right next to me.
Yeah, right next to you.
What is Grant doing now?
Grant has a gun in his hands and he looks scared and he's not quite sure what to do, but you can see he was beginning to do what Lark did, but then Lark got talked down from it, and now Grant realizes the responsibility is his if this is going to happen at all. But he doesn't have the gun up. He's not sure because he knows that if he does this, you're going to hate him. Mm-hmm. But you can tell he's going to take action after you. You're just not sure what that action is.
Okay. How do I just keep hugging? I want to keep hugging.
He has to save on his turn, so you don't have to do anything to remain hugging.
Okay, I want to kind of like I'm, you know, the leader on the dance floor. I'm trying to shift our bodies.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm trying to get me and Willy between the doodler and Grant.
Okay.
So if he does raise his gun, we're in between.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
Cool. So Grant sees what you're doing. He tries to raise his gun, but it's too late. You're already in the way of his shot. And he goes, God damn it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And he's going to move to the side.
I'm following him. I'm just like, I'm just going to do
dancing
everything.
Dancing it, baby.
So, yeah,
dancing.
You're the interior of a
you
clock.
You know,
Caesar,
two people are dancing and they always look over the shoulder at each other.
Yeah.
That's me with Grant right now. But instead of it being romantic, he's like, don't fucking shoot the doodler.
So it's Willy's turn now. He is going to say, okay, fuck it. He looks around and he sees how completely outnumbered he is, how his little army that he wanted to come in got turned away and is currently getting their limbs sliced off. And he goes, yeah, you win this one. But just so you know, there is nowhere you can hide this doodler that I won't find it. And all it takes is one moment. All it takes is one moment for me to get this fucking thing around his neck, and then he's mine. So I will see you fuckers later, I promise you. And Scary, you really disappointed me. And he's going to teleport away.
He's just bamfing out?
Yeah, he has the teleport ability. He's going to use teleport, and he is gone. And suddenly Link is hugging nothing but air.
I'm hugging myself.
And so now you find yourselves in a scenario where he has sworn to track you down and track the doodler down and get his due control over the doodler at some point. And you don't know when or where that might be.
But we're here now with this doodler.
But you're here now with the doodler. So what do you want to do?
We've got to make our own collars.
For who?
For what?
For all of us.
What
we
got
to make things that like Willy won't be able to like fuck up. So if we all have collars saying don't listen to Willy, whatever he says or something like that.
Wow, hold on. You're right. Scary. Are you
unfortunately,
telling me you want to make rhinestone bracelets together?
Oh my God. I mean, no.
You don't need a collar not to listen to Willy. Like, you've done a good job of that.
I mean, like, he's going to put this collar on the doodler no matter what. So if we put a collar on the doodler.
Oh, on the doodler. Well, do we want to do that or do we want to? I don't want to do what our parents and Willy. It feels
let's
like
hang with
if we
guy.
Do what Willy does, it makes us as bad as him, maybe.
How? I mean, like, we're preemptively trying to, like, cancel out his control.
No, I get that.
I mean, we could give him a collar that says, you do you, like, believe in yourself, right? It doesn't
or maybe,
have to be, like,
I'm not saying we
listen
don't,
to us collar.
I'm not saying I'm not saying we don't put a collar on, but, like, I don't know. It just feels weird that we're talking about it. Them.
Hey,
he's
what's
right
up?
There, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's right there. Why don't we just ask... Hey,
doodler, what, bro, dude, what should we call you? What's your name, bud?
I don't know what that is.
How about we call him dude?
Dude, yeah.
Dude.
Can we call you dude? It's just a way for us to know we're talking to you.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I like dude. I'm dude.
That guy who left.
Dude,
like,
nice to meet you. Dude, handshake. Dude, handshake.
Dude, yeah.
Handshake.
Hey, you know, we're a hugging family here. I hug them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can go at your own pace, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Dude, yeah, I should ask. Can
dude
I
says,
hug you?
I'm more comfortable with handshakes. Something about handshake feels familiar to dude.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I put my hand out.
They shake your hand.
I'm Lincoln.
Dude,
cool. You want to, like, hang with us? Like,
Grant says, look, we need
Do you guys hear some, like, farting noises? Just, like, a bunch of, like, shit coming out of nowhere.
You guys did great. I'm really proud of you. I'm amazed that you didn't kill this thing.
Thing, Willy's there are bot.
Yes, dude. Hi, dude.
Hi.
But Willy's going to find dude, no matter how long it takes. Willy's got control of daddies, which means he's got control of being able to move between the realms whenever he wants to.
And 18 CIA spy satellites.
Yes, he's got the CIA behind him. He's got all the resources back on our world that he can possibly muster. So
and I can't move through planes anymore because I'm level 10 now.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Scary, you're still level 14 to us.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, I know I can do this on my own anyway. Well, not like on my own, but like without fucko Willy.
Yeah.
We're also married,
Pop,
I guess.
That's what I'll call him.
You guys want to like have like a come up with a new last name?
Grant, before you get to that, we'll talk about that later. But we need to find a place to hide the doodler, somewhere that's not somewhere he can find in any of the realms. And I don't know what that is, but it's that or kill him. And I know you don't. We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay, we're not doing
that. I know
I'm
breaking my rule of not talking to you, but that's how serious I am about not killing this dude that we just met.
I agree.
Dude, it seems like you got stuck here. You got pulled here. So I'm kind of wondering, like, do you have a home to go back to? Like, where's home for you?
The dude goes, there was darkness, and then there was a movie, and then there was a forest, and then, so I guess dark, I don't know.
And then at that moment, all your phones chirp with a text message.
I thought I set this on silent.
From May Hales. And it says, received messages for Terry, many messages. Should I forward them to you? YN.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Dear Terry, I'm sorry I could not say this letter to you in person, but as you know, I am very much better writer than speaker, though I excel at both. Anyways, I've been thinking about the concept of time lately, parentheses, is it even real? And I know I can't make up for the time I've lost with you, but I can let you know that every moment I think of you makes me very happy. I am in heaven and the business prospects are dire. Everybody seems to want everything for free. Oh, well, the only thing I could never put a number on is how much I love you and how proud I am of you. This is day 9,855 of me telling you I love you, and I mean it every time, even if time is not real. Sincerely, Ron Stampler, your stepfather.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller.
Cat.
You gonna get down from here? No? Yeah, I know. Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicolez, our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by a Patreon who has the likes of people like Brendan, Macklin P. Bally, Jerry Tincher, Matthew, Kendall Crosby, Andrew Frey, Kane G, James Schneider, Dalton McEwen, Weston Mitchum, Kenneth / Adriel Espiritu / Tardasilla, Kayla J, Parker Roper, Hannah Hunter, Tundra, Maxwell Waring, Laura Walker, Lauren XOXO, Jack Stone, and Kay Reed. We still have some tickets left to Los Angeles and San Diego for the Do or Dice 2023 live tour that's happening at the end of August. Come out and see us. You can get tickets to those shows at dungeonsanddaddies.com/live. Check it out. And for everybody who is going to be seeing us in Seattle, Portland, or San Francisco, thank you so much. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of very ridiculous things planned. It's going to be a good time. You can support this podcast at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. We're currently putting the final touches on our mystery three-parter one-shot that we're calling And Dad There Were None, a Dadatha Christie Who Dad It. If you're on Patreon, you're going to get access to this the moment it comes out. But aside from that, there's tons of bonus content, including, if you are brave enough for it, the full, uncensored, uncut set of me doing Freddie Wong Gamer Comedian at RTX. Oh, here, a little sneak preview for you. Check it out.
I was getting a checkup, and my doctor asked me what I did for a living. I told him I was a gamer. And he said, you gotta be careful because you're in danger of leading a sedentary lifestyle. You gotta get 10,000 steps in a day. And I said, don't worry, doc, I got you covered. I get that every day. It's Death Stranding.
That's just the most recent monthly bonus, but there are hours and hours of bonus content for you there, including access to our Discord, ad-free episodes, a whole bunch of stuff, more than you can shake a stick at. You can probably shake a stick at this. You just need a big stick. You can get all that at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads. Our website is Dungeons... Oh, sorry, our X is Dungeons and Dads. We gotta do something about that. Our website is dungeonsanddads.com. Merch is at store.dungeonsanddads.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Dads. Our next episode's coming at you August 15th. We will see you then. I apologize, everybody. I had too many tabs.
It's just to tie-tab McDonald's nuggets that make you come real?
McDonald's nuggets that make you come copyright?